This is Rilo's Quack Chat. As a call maker, I enjoy talking shop with other duck call makers. On this podcast, it's all about duck calls and duck hunting. From the marsh to the duck call shop, we're going to find the story behind the duck calls and the people that make them. This is Rilo's Quack Chat. Hey everybody, this is Riley Hendrickson with Rilo's Quack Chat talking about the duck calls, the duck call makers, the story behind the duck calls. I am doing a test with the new equipment. It's sounding pretty good. That was the intro. I was interviewing a gentleman last night and then we started having issues, so I decided to do a little test. Everyone that donated money to this new equipment, thank you so much. It's very, very, very nice. It's just, there's a lot of kinks to get worked out, and I just thank you guys so much. There will be a thank you episode where I thank you guys individually and do a little special episode there, but I'm just doing testing right now, and I decided that I was going to play. Recently I was on a YouTube channel called Daddy Duck 365. Matt Wongery was on the podcast, I think about 4 or 5 months ago. Maybe it was a year ago. It's been a while. And yeah, so he invited me onto his YouTube channel one evening and they were talking about this duck decoy. And what's so special about this duck decoy? So I will play you guys a little bit of that episode where I'm trying to, I think it was Billy from SoFlo Outdoors and Matt Wongery from Daddy Duck 365. It was off of his YouTube channel. And we talk about this new duck that kind of, I think guys are kind of claiming it will replace the duck call, or it will help in place of duck callers. And so I just want to get your opinion on it, and I will play a little bit of the YouTube video on it, the advertisement at the end, and we can kind of listen to what it sounds like. And then if you want to check it out on YouTube, you can. This is the interview from Daddy Duck 365.
I just put the invite in the chat. Real quick, Jeff, hey, how you doing, buddy? Glad to see you. Frontier Survival, Heath, Frontier Survival, hey, how's it going? RD says, LOL, no, he ain't got a shirt on, so I doubt he's coming. but Billy ought to be up here in a minute.
Cool.
We came across a new decoy. We're going to talk about that.
Ooh, tell me more. Real quick. Just give me a little snippet. So both of you came across it?
Yeah, literally. Hey, Billy.
What's up?
Billy Riley up above you.
What's up, Riley?
Hey, Billy.
I was on TikTok earlier looking, just taking a break from work, and I came across a video, and Billy came across a video, and at the same time we shared it to each other. Literally I was getting the video he shared, he was getting the video I shared. But I'm trying to, what was it called, the chatter?
Yeah, chatter duck.
Chatter duck.
Yeah.
Were you able to get a hold of the guy?
Yeah, really cool guy.
So Billy, take it away.
Yeah, so Chatter Duck is a new-ish, I would say, decoy company. They make a motorized decoy that makes a sound like a feeding duck call that is connected inside of the duck. And it's classified as motorized through federal regulations. When I was talking to Paul, the owner of the company, he was saying that he actually got the federal okay from them. So I was like, okay. And it is classified as a motorized. So, like, I think it was Missouri, he was saying. They cannot have them there. But they're allowed in Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, Arkansas, a couple other states. And so what it is just like how I was explaining to you, Matt, it's a bleat call.
Like a inside, call, a can call.
The can call. Right. It's inside of it, but it's spring loaded. So whenever the mechanism of the wings flap, it pushes that can up and down, so it makes the chatter call. So it's technically not considered an e-caller, because what an e-caller is classified is a pre-recorded call, like a duck call or something like that. So it's on, it's still considered on the gray side, but it's allowed, pretty much. Pretty cool idea, though. He's like, yeah, man.
I think it's a cool idea. I'm just, I'm on that gray fine line of it being, I realize it's not an e-caller. I understand that. But it's a call inside of a decoy that when the call moves, oh, okay.
If you share, the screen share. So that's your.
I'm trying.
Your call. Yeah, you got it. So that's your decoy. It's on a.
I don't see it. Oh, there it is.
See it now? Gotcha. So that's your.
There we go.
It's got a little. So these go down. They splash the water and give little movements of the wings. They're kind of like paper wings that are connected to these little stilts. The stilts go down into the water, splash the water around. And then this is your little bleat call that's inside of the actual frame of the duck. You got your little wings, connectors, your little fob to go on and off with your settings. It's a one is consistent. You can have like different lengths of time of how it's run. You can have in sequence, you can have continuous and stuff like that, what he was saying.
Yeah. Hang on a second. We got some people. RD is saying, please say South Carolina. RD says, please send that video later. I will. It looks like a canned deer call. Yeah, it looks like a little bleat call, a little canned bleat call.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Did you have the video where he was actually, where it was actually doing his thing?
Give me a second.
I'm so conflicted right now.
Isn't it? I know what Paul told you, Billy, and I understand what he's saying, but it's like you're sitting on the top of a piece of string.
What he was saying is because the rules are so vague, even like down here in Florida, it's not a pre-recorded call. And that's what an e-caller is. It's not pre-recorded, so this can make different sounds whenever it wants. You know what I mean? So it would be considered mechanical, which it is, and that's allowed. So a mechanical call in certain areas aren't allowed. Like in, I think he was saying Missouri, you're not allowed to have a mechanical call. I think need touchback, but he said he would come up one of these days. He just got back from hanging out with the nephews and nieces and stuff like that, so right. He was a little bit beat, but yeah, he's He said he would eventually make it.
Well, if you talk to him again, give him my phone number.
Definitely.
And we'll have
I'll give you his number in a little bit. Okay. Or whatever. But yeah, man, he pretty cool dude. He hasn't been hunting too long, about like 12 years or something like that, he was saying, I think. Mm-hmm. And he's like, man, there's got to be a better way to blow a call and pull your jerk string and shoot the ducks all at the same time.
I don't know how to get videos to pop up here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play.
Give me a second.
You're the computer guru here.
Let's see.
But I want y'all to see this thing. Oh, what's going on? Listen, if y'all got friends, man, y'all might want to go ahead and give them a push on the Facebook or call them and tell them to get up here, man, because we're showing something that's just I've never seen anything like it. I mean, and Riley's over there going, I don't know.
Oh, I have my opinions.
Well, I just don't. I wouldn't play it. Well, you go ahead and share it or make it visible.
As a duck hunter, I'm freaking out right now. Like, I'm excited. Well, but as a call maker, I'm also, like, conflicted. Oh, so there that, it is.
Yeah, that's your decoy. I'm not going to play any sound or anything like that because I don't want it to be copyrighted or whatever. So there's your little decoys. I wish we could hear the sound, but I don't want to get a copyright strike for you, Matt, or anything like that. You know what I mean? So that's pretty much your setup. Pretty nifty little setup, I think.
RD went and found him a shirt after you heard about this.
I just want to know what that is. I mean,
when they're sitting there, they're like, I guess.
Yeah.
See, let's see.
Yeah, it's a very.
See if the sound will play real quick for this last part. Did you hear that?
Go ahead and play it. I don't care.
Well, does it play?
No.
No. Huh. I wonder why. I wonder why there's no sound on that. But I hear it. And it sounds like you're like chattering. They're in their little fee call or whatever.
Yeah, but it's a mechanical chatter. What I heard was a mechanical chatter. I don't know any other way to how to explain that.
Here, let's see if I can pull it up. And this is a little jerry rig here, but let's see if I'll pull it up here on my phone. Let's see if you can hear it through my mic.
Real quick, RD, that's Billy. That's Billy RD beside you. And Riley up above you, Hoosier Outdoorsman, he's a duck call maker.
Hey, RD.
Hey,
RD
man,
Reynolds, he's
me. Okay, so let's see if we can hear this.
I don't like it.
Nope.
Well, I mean, it's hard to tell.
Like frogs just went through puberty.
I mean, we might have to buy a new koi, you know, to test it out, actually, you know what I mean? Or get them to throw us, you know, like a...
Hook us, hook a brother up.
Yeah, type of deal, you know? See what it really sounds like in person.
Bucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it costs well, $200.
$200?
A lot of engineering into it. I mean, if you go to his YouTube channel, which is Chatterduck, just type in Chatterduck in YouTube. You can watch that, and you can see a lot of engineering went into this. It's just the sound that it makes. It sounded mechanical. I don't to y'all, is that what it sounded like to y'all?
It sounded more like a chipmunk, like it was like way too fast.
They need to change the timing on each one of them to make them distinct to where they actually have brakes.
Yeah.
And they sound realistic.
Yeah.
Pulsing, just pulse it.
That's what the fob is for. You can do.
Really?
Yeah. You can change because the flapping of the wings make it shake up and down. So with the fob, you can change. Well, no, that's the only thing. You can make them do different variable timings and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
So you can start one a little bit earlier and one a little bit later, and then they'll do its thing, supposedly.
Right.
I think I redact my statement of...
And Charles is saying, don't worry...
I redact my statement of in South Carolina.
I mean, hey, you never know, dude. Like, plus microphones don't do it justice. You know what I mean? So you can't really tell what it sounds like in person.
Maybe version 2.0 would be better.
Maybe. I mean, the one video me and Matt sent each other, it sounded... not too bad. I mean, I thought it sounded kind of like a fecal.
Yeah, to me, like I told you, I didn't like it because it sounded mechanical to me. It just sounded, it wasn't that, like Raleigh said, it wasn't, it needed a break in there. It was just a constant, and it just, I don't know.
Yeah, that's one of the older
out
ones.
Out of the open water, so. Yeah,
but that's us hearing it. You get a duck from 100 yards away, it's different.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're talking about...
Sorry, Matt.
Don't worry, salt water will eat it up in a few hours. That's all right. They're saying that salt water will eat it up in a few hours anyway.
No, yeah.
I don't know.
It's just hard to keep anything in salt water.
I need to see one in person.
Yeah, so he's going to be, but you got to start, he's going to start selling them at Rogers. What's that other one? Max Perry Wings, I guess. They're going to start selling them up there. So I guess he's doing all right.
Well, it only takes one person to design something like that. And then others will follow and improve it.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So it just took somebody to go through all the paperwork to make it mechanically sound and see that people buy it. And then other ones will jump on the bandwagon.
Definitely. 100%. Next big thing always comes out. And it's just a copy of re-engineered other piece of person's property. That's all it is.
Yep. Mojo versus Lucky Duck.
Mark J. Larson, welcome.
What's up, Mark J? Yeah, yep. Exactly. Lucky Duck and Mojo. Pretty much the same exact thing, but different wings. And now, like, how Mojo has them, like, feathered wings, I guess. You would call it that. Like that printed wings or whatever. That look like kind of like Lucky Duck wings.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. And now I see the one where they have like the cams on the wings. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Where it has like the feet that go down. Like you put like the Mojo like close to the water and the feet kind of just go up and down on the cam and splash the water.
Yeah.
So there's always room for improvement on something.
I lost a mojo last year. Swim.
I still need to see it.
What was that, RD?
I said I lost a mojo last year. The pole fell over and it went swimming, and it looked like the Titanic just like slow. I couldn't get to it fast enough, and it just was slow motion. It hit
Jack.
Water.
Jack.
I would never let go.
But you let it go, man. You had enough room on the on the door for two.
There was enough room for two.
Lord.
That wouldn't have made for a good movie, though.
But the sinking of the mojo.
No, that would have been. That would have.
Yeah,
been.
I want to see it up. Yeah. If you'd have got that on video and then had the Titanic music.
All right, so that was the episode of Daddy Duck 365 with Matt Wongry and Billy from SoFlo Outdoors, and oh man, who was the other guy? And we were talking about that Chatter Duck. I'm going to go ahead and pull up the video for it so you can hear what it sounds like. I don't know. It's one of those things where does it sound better 100 yards away with the ducks flying by? I mean, it's just one of those things. It's only about a minute and 52 seconds long. Let's listen to it. Okay, hold on. Good old advertisement, but hold on a second. Okay. I have to do my own sound effects.
Chatterduck is the first decoy of its kind that actually produces mechanically generated sounds of chattering ducks on the water. When you get it and pull it out, first thing you do will raise the arm. And when you raise the arm and look inside, your on-off switch will be here. And you go to the right side towards the port, which is the charging station. And when you push the charger in, it has to be in the off position. And when it is, the green light will come on to the left side. It will come with a mechanical call. You will take the call with the hose down, put it in here like this, thumbs up.
Okay, so that was kind of the limit of how long you can listen to a file. No, I think he's got a good idea going on. I'm interested to see what they can do with getting each of those going at a different pace, to where they're not going all at the same time, what it does to ducks. You have that cam going up and down. It's vibrating the water. Do I think it's going to replace the duck call? Absolutely not. I think maybe you can because it's doing a feed chuckle. It kind of sounds mechanical. I don't know. You be the judge. Really, this episode was just a test to see how the phone came through, how the vocals came through, how I can do recordings. But on top of that, what do you guys think? I mean, send me some feedback, send me a message on Facebook. Like, what do you think? Do you think, you could be able to use this decoy in your spread? And do you think it would actually add enough sound to where you don't need to feed chuckle and you can just do quacks on top of it? Is there too much? I mean, is there too much calling? Is there such a thing as too much? I personally think so. There's a lot of times where it's like, I feel you don't even need to call some days and you just leave them there and just use a jerk rig. But I don't know. I was just wondering that. And I thought I would do a recording of that and get that file on there and just, yeah, I don't think it will replace the duck call. I don't think it's going to be one of those things where you can literally just throw 15 out there and then just not even touch your lanyard or not even bring your duck call. I don't think that will happen. But I think maybe one or two and then calling on top of that may work. I don't know. So, yeah, so this has just been an audio test and kind of going over a subject. And, yeah, you guys get with me. Tell me what you think. If you want me to maybe reach out, maybe get someone on here to talk about decoys and their opinions on decoys, that'd be cool. Because usually we talk about duck calls and getting closer to the season, it's like, oh man, that's one of the things on my mind. Decoys, duck calls, of course, having to make duck calls. But yeah, so everyone, thank you so much. Till next time, this is Rilo's Quack Chat.